You're with Raf.
And this week's changing track is for Nicola. Having just heard this song on the radio, I pulled over and started writing this on my phone. My great-grandmother's mahogany upright piano had pride of place in our family's front room. The piano was this revered object, not played at all. My great-grandmother was apparently a proficient pianist, and my mum occasionally played at Christmas time, but the piano was a great display shelf for family photographs. Aptly dubbed the National Trust Room, my mother kept this room for entertaining, filled with antiques from her time overseas and pale, chintz-covered sofas. It was a place we were not encouraged to play in, until I started taking piano lessons at the age of about 9 or 10. Suddenly, I was allowed to be in this room, surrounded by pretty cushions and curtains, thick carpet, and this precious piano with the loose, dulled ivory keys, slightly out of tune. At the start, my relationship with that piano was one of tolerance, reluctance, and frustration. I stretched my small fingers across the keys, feet dangling from the padded piano stool. Scales after scales, brain-numbing practice, drilled into me for what seemed like years. I dutifully sat the yearly music examination board exams and progressed through various pieces of Mozart and Chopin. My playing was always a bit too fast and always a bit too impatient. In my middle years at school, I started to spend more time in our National Trust room, sitting for hours, playing the classical pieces, and then branching out into Christmas carols. Always a little too fast and always a little too impatient. My teacher suggested a metronome. The incessant ticking of this machine on top of the piano just irritated me further, and I felt constrained by the music. I longed for something different. I was proficient enough by this stage to read sheet music and play it off the bat. I started browsing Brash's and Allen's in the city on weekends, catching the train in from Caulfield Station. After experiencing the wonder of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musicals with my family, I spent the next 2 years learning them off by heart. It was my guilty pleasure. If my mother was surprised by my sudden love of piano practice, she never let on, but the metronome was banished to the cupboard. The piano gave me a lifeline during year 12. When my parents separated, I am profoundly grateful for what it gave me at the time. I am somewhat regretful that I haven't pursued it. Also in year 12, I was asked to accompany the house singing competition at school. The thought terrified me. I didn't enjoy performing, rather banging out my songs in the quiet and comfort of my safe space at home. Always a bit too fast, a bit too impatient. The song chosen was from a film. I loved it on the radio, but learning to play it gave me a sense of joy and freedom with my piano that I hadn't experienced before. I could bash this song out, singing to my heart's desire. No need for the metronome, as the beat was there in the music. The performance was not my best, and I was still terrified. But the choir of girls singing in my school hall, with me bashing it out on the piano, is a memory and feeling I still can capture. I played a little through university while studying physiotherapy, and I then travelled and moved away to begin my own family. Our family home was sold, and the piano moved to its new home in my mother and stepfather's house, where it still has pride of place. It's in a more public space and regularly gets bashed by various grandkids, but no one has played it to the extent that I did back at school. Recently, my 12-year-old daughter showed an interest in the piano, and we bought her an electric keyboard. It is a poor cousin to that beautiful piano. Life gets in the way unless we choose to make time for hobbies and skills. And it's been nearly 25 years since I've played. But I will be digging the music out and giving it a go once the Melbourne lockdown lets me visit them. Maybe I'm a little scared about how little I will remember, but I'll never know unless I give it a go. And when I hear this song, I am taken back to that school hall, back to my family home, to the National Trust Room. And Nicola's changing track is Irene Cara's Flashdance.
First
But a slow blowing dream that your seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel.
Flashdance, What a Feeling. Irene Cara's Flashdance, What a Feeling. Nicola's Changing Track. The Laugh.